We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Lions lose to the Raiders by a touchdown, 31-24. Jamie and Stoney. Our phone number is 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136. A disappointing loss, to be sure. Reading some of the coverage this morning, it's been called the worst loss of the year. And that's probably true, only that the Raiders are not a great team.
Correct.
They lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the Packers. They lost to the Vikings.
I would put
all those teams ahead of the Raiders.
And the fact that the Cardinal game was not a loss, technically.
Yeah, that was a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the worst tie of the year.
Yes.
And the best.
Well, the Vikings game, although they were within five, you know, still in the fourth quarter, I thought they played their worst football in the Vikings.
Probably, game, yeah. But they didn't play great football. They did offensively,
right.
But defensively, they just got completely beat up.
And it's incredible. We thought going into the season, well, at least the defense is pretty good.
I know.
And the defense is a sieve.
Yeah.
And look, you can't pass the buck. This is Matt Patricia's ball. This is his specialty.
Right.
And whether it's, you know, you can talk about Pasqualoni or any other position coaches all you want, this is Matt Patricia. And it doesn't reflect well on him, and it's his strategy or his players. I mean, it's bad. I mean,
it would be disingenuous for Matt Patricia to fire Paul Pasqualoni because, like you said, he's the defensive guy.
Right.
Pasqualoni has the title. But it was a lot like when Jim Schwartz was here and it had Gunther Cunningham as defensive coordinator. It was Jim Schwartz's defense.
Right.
So if they were to throw Pasqualoni to the wolves as like kind of a sacrificial lamb, yeah, I'm sure some fans would go, good riddance. But come on.
Right.
There's some talk this week that maybe Jeff Blashill's in trouble with the Red Wings because they were playing such poor hockey. And I'd feel bad for him, but I could hardly defend
right,
it.
Right, especially if there's an effort level problem.
But at the same time, the talent's just not there.
Correct.
The talent is, I think it's there defensively.
I think it's there on the defensive line. The linebackers are bad, or they've played bad. Jared Davis just has not been the number one,
yeah.
You know, a first round.
I think Kennard's had a nice year. I think Tavai's a nice player. Your boy Christian Jones.
Why would you extend him, by the way?
Yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah.
But when you're
I wouldn't feel very good about that if I were Jared Davis.
No.
Because, I mean, they talked about how they thought they had drafted Jones's replacement in Jelani Tavai. Appears they've drafted Jared Davis's replacement, yeah. Jelani Tavai.
Should have drafted Devin Bush, but we'll only hear that about 1,000 more times.
Should have drafted Dalvin Cook.
Okay, yes.
Instead of Jared Davis.
Yes.
But the last play is what's getting a lot of the heat, and understandably so. You had one play to tie the game. The Raiders thankfully called timeout, so the Lions actually got time to think about it and assess it and talk about it.
In hindsight, unthankfully, if that's a word.
In a way, yeah, because maybe they would have just rushed up to the line of scrimmage with whoever was on the field and maybe caught the Raiders napping
right.
or being disorganized.
I think Stafford knew what he was going to do, and the Raiders were kind of like, they were like, you know, flummoxed, actually.
Yeah. So as a result, you get Danny Amendola, Kenny Galladay, and Marvin Jones watching. TJ Hawkinson at that point was in concussion, or at least under the, I don't want to say concussion protocol, that may not be correct, but he was in the blue tent. So the skill position on the players were position players on the field were Logan Thomas, Jesse James, Nick Bawden, and Ty Johnson. Those were your skill guys on the field. And they had an extra tackle in as well, and Terrell Crosby. Your jumbo
package. Was he tackle eligible, at least?
I have no idea.
Okay.
We can ask that question today. I don't know. And so people are ripping this, saying, why wouldn't you have your best players on the field? And I understand the criticism. Is it possible, though, Stoney, is it possible that it's not the worst situation in the world because you're trying to sell out that you're running the football. And so therefore you put in a jumbo package to make it look to the other team like you are trying to run the football.
The problem is the Lions are not a real good running team.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to prove? That you're going to, we're going to fake that we're going to run the ball?
Yes, yes. That's, the play action, right?
Yeah, but the problem is nobody fears their play action because nobody really fears their running game.
And the Raiders apparently didn't.
Right, that's the problem. And look, I also heard that they've practiced this play a lot and it works in practice.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they practice against the Lions defense. That's the problem.
That's a problem.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at this, though, with a little bit of perspective. If for some reason the play had worked, if they had thrown the touchdown pass and it had gone to Logan Thomas and they had tied the game and sent it to overtime, regardless of what happens in the extra period, don't you think we'd be sitting here today and saying, you know what? Got to give Bevel credit. You have all those talented, skilled players, and he finds a way to utilize everybody. He used a certain amount of misdirection. Credit Bevel, credit the Lions offense. This is what good football teams do. They don't rely on one guy. They find other guys, other weapons, other ways to beat you.
I actually, if it would have worked, I don't think we would even discussed it.
Exactly. That's the problem, yeah. And that's the nature of football, is that it's very easy to second guess and go, what a stupid ass play. But at the same time, if it had worked, you would have said, that's a really clever play. And that's where you make your hay in football.
I know. But unless you're a really good running team, I don't understand why you've come out with that formation. And forgetting the fact that, you know, Galladay, Amendola, Jones, your best players are on the bench. Forgetting that. Just the fact that you want to spread it out a little bit, there seems to have more options. Because once he play faked, I mean, there was only one person who was getting the ball, really.
Well, James could have gotten it.
Yeah, but
well.
he somehow he got screwed up in his route somehow, because he should have gone further to the left if you're watching it, on your TV, that way to create more space. But
it didn't help that Stafford was obviously backpedaling. It didn't help
correct.
That Stafford threw off his back foot and threw a somewhat sidearmed pass. That didn't help.
Right.
But yeah, it failed. I mean, obviously that's what you're judged upon is, I'm not trying to defend the play. I'm just trying to look at what they were trying to do. I mean, was it a disaster in theory? Look, Kenny Galladay and Marvin Jones are not exactly geniuses when it comes to short yardage situation.
True.
Although Jones did have the touchdown catch and that was a nice play. But it's not like they're talking about like a Herman Moore or a Calvin Johnson, where are they these great physical mismatches.
Correct.
Those guys are best in open space.
Yes.
So having them not on the field, to me, is not the worst idea in the history of mankind. But you're right. It does give the defense more to kind of think about.
You're right. Exactly. Look, I don't think you necessarily have to have all three of them all out there.
No.
But at least give them an option. Now, if Hockenson was not in the tent, maybe that changes things. I don't know.
Let's go to Tom in St. Clair Shores on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Jamie. Jamie Stoney, the last play of the game, the Lions did it earlier in the year. They threw it to Logan Thomas because he's 6'7". He's an ex-basketball player, ex-quarterback. The play works. You got to give the defense a great, you know, the guy made a great play on it. You know, the play worked. That was a two-point conversion early in the year they were going to do. That's their best play. And also, did you hear what Darius Slay said after the game? We got great players on defense. We're just in the wrong position at times. And one more thing, the Lions should have, I watched a late game, Mark Ingram running the ball hard. They should have signed him instead of one of the defensive players they spent all the money on. He would have been good in a Lion jersey.
That's a valid point, but, maybe Mark Ingram also said, you know what, I have a better chance of winning in Baltimore.
Or playing more in Baltimore.
Yes.
And plus they signed C.J. Anderson, who they thought was going to be the nice complimentary back to their guy, Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all fine and good that was a two-point. I don't remember. Was there a time they ran that play for a successful two-point conversion to Logan Thomas? I personally don't remember it. Maybe they did, and I just don't remember it. Is that really their best play? I mean, that's
the thing. If that's their best play, that's a problem. Because a lot of times these teams with two-point conversion plays, or they come up with, play action, this play. Guys are wide open. Look what the Cardinals did against the Lions in the first game.
Right.
When they scored, and then they scored the two-point conversion to tie the game.
Right.
Just a little thing out of the fly. The receiver just goes like 2 yards, cuts to the one side, and boom, it's there.
When they lined up for the play, and again, as a layman fan who doesn't know anything about football, I thought to myself, they're running play action here. There is no way on fourth and the game that they are going to try to run the ball, a team that's not a very good running team, a team that doesn't have a dominant offensive line, and with Matthew Stafford back there, you're not going to hand the ball off. I knew they were going to throw the ball. And I feel like if I knew that, And I'm guessing you had the same impression. Right. That John Gruden probably had that same impression as well.
The only thing I thought of that they could have done if they were going to run the ball, but I don't know if they have this person. I don't know if Ty Johnson is that guy. To me, you know, you give the ball to the guy and the guy, like, you know, leaps over the line. Yeah. And, you know, it's
well,
Kerryon,
Kerryon was that guy.
Yeah.
He loved leaping over.
Yeah. And he fumbled when they lost to the Chiefs.
We didn't fumble on that play. That was from leaning in.
I know.
I mean, Josh Jacobs, you know, basically jumped into the end zone earlier as well. More your phone calls, more your texts coming up. The Lions lose. Final score 31-24. Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.